I'm a real numb addict. I'm really nervous. It doesn't matter how many times I do a share, I always get nervous. Tell you a little bit about myself. I can quite often describe my using by the decades. The end of the 70s, I was into psychedelics and opiates. The 80s, I was into cocaine and ecstasy. The 90s, I got back into heroin and the needle again. And the noughties, I stopped being naughty. That's when I found NA. So that's sort of my history in a nutshell. I ended up at a treatment centre, and that was where I found NA. My very first meetings, my very first time to work the steps. And straight away, I was really happy. I got it. I got hope that maybe I could get clean and I could live a good life. I had tried so many times along the way to stop. I changed men, I changed manners, I changed countries, I changed drugs. I tried to change a lot of things, but as I found out later, I never changed myself. I spent a lot of time trying to stop, but never really figured out or thought about how I'd stay stopped and what I would do when I stopped. So every time I stopped, I'd celebrate by taking a drug that hadn't been giving me problems, or recently. You know, it's pure madness. I would go through hellish detoxes at home. It was lefexidine in those days. Hellish. And then celebrate by taking ease for the weekend or something. And just madness. I had some really good times along the way. I did a lot of travelling, did a lot of really good, exciting things and met exciting people. But at the end of it, I was selling the big issue and begging. I wasn't a pretty sight. And I was at the end of my tether. I knew it was like the readings say, it was jails, institutions, or death for me. I was under no illusions. When I went to this treatment centre, I knew it's 12-step. I asked the person to send me as far away from London as possible, my worker. I need to go to somewhere really strict. And for a lapsed Catholic who was convent educated, this wasn't a thing I wanted or I'd asked for years. I had rebelled against it. But I knew I needed to get away from London and to... You know, I needed the help desperately, and I needed more than just a prescription and another detox. So I went to this place and hated it, but I came across the steps there, and I came across NA then, and meetings. And like I said at the beginning, that's when I got hope that maybe there was a way out for me. Because, after 30-ish years of using, I had no hope. I definitely had no hope. And I knew that, I was inches away from death. So this was my last chance, so I had to give it a shot. And I decided I was going to give it my best shot. So, I stayed in this place for about 8 weeks and did mostly what I was told and took on the suggestions they gave me and listened, really, and just learned, My first lesson was I learned how to take my mascara off every night. And that was a biggie. after years of picking it off and putting more on top of it and brushing my teeth every night, you know, simple things, but, you know, I started to do them regularly. So I got out of that then, got back to London. I had a man here, and he had been through treatment as well, so... and we both decided we were giving him a chance, we were going to give it our best. And as soon as I hit London, I went to meetings. First meeting I went to was in a crazy area in Camden, and someone had a row, and chairs went flying across the room. And we just looked at each other and thought, wow, you know, this is normal. This is what we're used to, this madness. And so it didn't seem all contrived and put on. And basically what I did was I took on the suggestions, and it had been a long time since I had done anything that anyone had asked me to do, because, you know, I just had been rebelling from the age of 12 and doing it my way. And, you know, the big thing was doing my 1990. That was massive, because that was where I learned about NA. Listening to those readings was a biggie. I hated anyone to speak during them, because I wanted to hear every word. I never left a meeting. I used to smoke then, but I wouldn't go outside the meeting in case I missed something. I wouldn't get up to go to the loo because everyone would watch me going across the room. So I'd quite often sit in pain for half the meeting. But I stuck it out because, you know, I saw people that I'd seen on the streets using. I'd heard people that, you know, I really felt were telling me the truth, that they had found a way to live without using drugs. And I heard stories of, you know, they found happiness even. And gradually they got jobs and kids and cars and houses and all sorts. But the main thing was that, you know, they had found a way to live without using. And, you know, I desperately wanted this. So I took on the suggestions. I did the 90 meetings in 90 days. I got a sponsor and I started working the steps. I started to do service because it had been a long time since I'd done anything for anyone else. I had spent years taking, manipulating, begging, borrowing, stealing, lying, cheating for years just to get drugs and to live a life of drugs. And so I started doing service in a little meeting in Camden again, a little smelly room where when I brought the milk, I brought Joss sticks because the room smelled so badly. But it was a meeting, you know. I'd spent days in rooms worse than that. So, yeah, that was a biggie. It was turning up every week when I said I would. And it was giving back. And that was so important in the beginning for me, but still is. I started working the steps to the best of my ability. I say that I had bouts of best of my ability, and I reaped the rewards. My life changed, the obsession was lifted. I found a higher power. I felt I was being taken care of. And all those things I did then, I do today. And with the help of my higher power and through NA and the people in it, I've managed to stay clean and sober 10 years next month, which blows my mind. It really blows my mind. I stopped smoking 6 years ago. And I haven't had a sunbed for 5 years. It's been clean time. And, you know, I've just got so much now in my life. My partner's still clean as well. But, you know, the main thing is, like I said, I took those suggestions on 10 years ago, and they worked. They helped me get clean and sober. They helped me get a better way of life. I got serenity sometimes. And, you know, I'm really quite happy. I've got hope, I've got faith in myself and in the NA program. And I'm not going to change that. That's a winning formula for me, this service, meetings, sponsor and steps. And it worked then and it's still working now, so I'm not going to change it. And, you know, people say, my family say now, you know, you've cracked it. And I've not cracked it. I'm not under any illusion that I've cracked it. I didn't do it on my own. I can't keep what I've got on my own. And, you know, I'm just so grateful to NA. There's, you know, I'm alive. That's a biggie. Because, you know, I never thought I would, you know, get to this grand illusion. But, you know, I've gotten here and I just do what I can to help anyone because I got help along the way. So that enables me to help people back. People told me the truth when I came to meetings, so I tell the truth. You know, there's a few people in this room who've heard me share all this before, but it's not going to change because it's the truth, it's my truth. I'm going to shut up now because I can. You know, 50 minutes is not a long time to talk. To tell it how it is, but all I can say is taking those suggestions on in the beginning helped me get acceptance around being an addict and get acceptance around needing help and surrendering. I'm on step one at the moment, so I've got a head full of step one about all around denial and acceptance and surrender. But, you know, it is the basis of the first of the 12 steps, and it's there for a very good reason, because it works. So with that, I'm going to leave it now, but thanks everyone for being here. Thanks for listening.